Welcome back to another episode. I am Keeler Bryson, your host and founder of Teachable Life Moments. Today is such a beautiful day. The sun is shining and I am back from a fabulous weekend of celebrating my 28th wedding anniversary. And so I'm opening up today's podcast with such a refreshing energy. I'm just super excited about life and just basking in all the blessings and successes that have been manifesting over these past 28 years, a total of 30 years of sharing time and growing and learning with my love and my special guy, my husband. You know, as I think back over those 30 years, the ups, the downs, the good and the bad, I have to admit that there are a lot of successes that happened and that continue to happen for us. And so when I think deeply about that, one of the common threads that I see in those successes is prayer. Prayer is one of those secret ingredients, though my secret weapon to the successes, the triumphs, the overcoming power that we've experienced over those 30 years. And so today I thought it would be befitting to discuss prayer success. You know, we want to be successful in business. We want to be successful in life. We want to be successful in our relationships and what have you. But what about being successful when it comes to prayer? Because prayer is a big component to experiencing many of the blessings that most of us encounter in life. I mean, how could you want to be successful in your business or as an entrepreneur? But when it comes to prayer, are you successful in that? And so today I want to just take a look and go into it because folks, my children, they always telling me, Mom, it seems like God always answers your prayer. And so we're going to talk about maybe the logistics and how to get your prayer answered. When you look at your life and your prayers, are they being answered? Well, today we're going to take a look at that and figure out, are they not? Why are they and why aren't they being answered potentially? And so everybody that really and truly knows me, they know that I am a prayer person. I am a person who believes in prayer, and mainly it's because I know and I have experienced the power of prayer and the outcome of prayer. I know that prayer works because I have seen it work for me over and over and over. And it doesn't matter how far away a person is from me or how close they are. Prayer, whether I'm praying for myself, praying for others, I have seen it work. And therefore, I can attest that, yes, I am successful when it comes to prayer. And I want to encourage you to, if you have let your prayer life fall by the wayside, or you may have become discouraged because you haven't gotten the results that you want to get when it comes to prayer, I just want to encourage you with today's episode to not give up on prayer. I just want to offer a refresher, offer some tips on how to have prayer success, because we are definitely in a time where it's absolutely necessary to pray. You know, prayer is one of the most powerful tools God has given us. And not only is prayer to me a tool, it is also a weapon. And believe me, I have used prayer as a tool and I have had to use it as a weapon. And even though prayer is, you know, one of the most powerful tools or weapons that God has given us, you know, when you think about prayer for many, you know, they feel like prayer is so easy to do. You know, you just do it. But if for those who really want to do prayer right and want to experience success and get results, these people sometimes feel like prayer can be complicated. I mean, because everybody seems to have their own little niche on how they pray and how they are successful in it. And so sometimes if you're not careful, you think you got to pray and do it the way everybody else does it. And that's fine to have a model to follow. But sometimes when you look at how others pray, you may feel like, that's too much work, or that's too complicated, or I don't want to be all emotional acting like that when I'm praying. But, you know, just take the time to figure out what works for you. What I'm going to share are like basic things that'll help get you started or help get you back on fire about having success in your prayer life. And so prayer shouldn't be complicated. I want to say that outright. It doesn't have to be complicated. And even though for many it seems easy, there is a large number of people out there who feel that knowing how to pray is not always easy. And we have proof of that because in the Bible, the disciples, they felt the same confusion about prayer, so much so that in Matthew 6, they asked Jesus not to teach them another prayer. They asked him to teach us to pray. You know, do you know how to pray? Or are you just following someone else's format? If you don't know how to pray, then ask the Lord to teach you to pray. And prayer is basically an open line of instant, constant communication with God. Did you hear that? Instant, constant communication. So it happens quickly, on the fly, whenever you need to communicate, and it should be constant. Now, I know sometimes many people struggle with the constant part, but that's the purpose of part of the purpose of today's podcast is to encourage us and remind us that we should get up every day in constant communication with God, because, oh my goodness, there is such a wealth of value in doing so, a wealth of benefit in doing so. You know, think about it. When if you're married to someone, or you're in relationship with someone, or you're on a job, and let's say you never communicate with your supervisor, or you, if you're in a relationship, you never communicate with your partner. Can you imagine what kind of relationship that is? Can you imagine all the missed information, all the missed sharing and encouraging and just that you would miss because you're not communicating? And in fact, that relationship would probably become boring. It wouldn't be as interesting, and it would just lose the intensity. As far as, I mean, you wouldn't have any interest because you don't have a connection with that person if you're not communicating. Communicating with God helps us to stay in a fellowship. It helps us to have that wherewithal to go and be able to talk to God, and God just instantly hears us because we've been in communication with him, to the point where he don't say, well, who is that? I haven't seen you, I haven't heard from you. Have you ever felt that way where you haven't been in communication with a person and all of a sudden out of the blue they call and reach out to you and they want something from you? That doesn't feel so good, does it? Well, can you imagine God must feel the same way when we're not in constant communication, and then just out of the blue, here we are. Oh God, help. God, I need your help. We don't want to be that way. So we've got to remember that it should be instant and constant communication with God. And we've got to remember that it is a two-way open line to God. Some people get it twisted and think that it should be a one-way conversation where you're doing all the talking, all the praying, all the requesting. No. It should be a two-way line of open communication. Because whether we realize it or not, he wants to communicate with us. He wants to have that person-to-person phone call. You know, like we do every day, most of us that have cell phones, we are talking to at least five people a day. And sometimes the same five people every day on the phone through the different platforms. And so when you think about it in that way, person-to-person communication is happening all the time. You know, they're happening on cell phones and other devices, many of which have become a necessity to some people in society today. Some people got to have all kinds of devices just to communicate. We have Bluetooth, we have iPhones, there are talking computers, you know, all of this to help make communicating easy. To help make communicating in more enjoyable, because you're able now to even see the person if you're FaceTiming or Skyping when you're communicating. All of these devices help us, two people or even more than two people, to interact and discuss and respond to one another instantly and constantly. So much so until I think some people sometimes feel like the cell phone is a burden, because sometimes people don't want to be found. But when you have a cell phone, you are always able to be found and instantly able to be accessed. And sometimes that can be a burden, because sometimes people just want to be have that quiet time. So in all of that, how does one effectively communicate with God? I mean, how do we do it effectively? Emphasis on effectively, because, hey, no one wants to be wasting time doing something that's not done right. Because if it's not done right or in a way that yield results, then people are more tempted and more likely to stop it. And so God is not asking us to stay in, you know, constant communication with him and then for us to walk away and not be successful in our prayer life. And so what are the prayer logistics? I have about 7 tips. Excuse me. I have about 7 tips that I would like for you to consider. And these are good too, to talk with your children, because sometimes children, you know, they may come to you and ask you, I don't know how to pray. How do I pray? You know, because they want to be able to communicate with God as well. So these are some things that would be good to like sit down with your children too, to kind of go over with them. The first thing is to remember that when you pray, you talk some and then you stop and you listen for God to talk. As I said, now I know some people can be a chatterbox. And if you are a chatterbox, I know this may be a little bit challenging for you, but remember that you should pray and you know, talk some, and then you're going to stop and listen and let God talk. Why? Because as I said earlier, it is a two-way open line. That's what communication is. And so when you talk, God's listening to you, and then you be quiet and you let God talk to you. And that's important, to be quiet and let God talk to you, because he has some critical information in most instances to share with us. Whether it's insight, whether it's strategy, sometimes it's just encouragement. And with so much going on, you leave your house, going out of, you know, out of your house into the world, so to speak, some days can be a battle in itself. So you need to be built up with encouragement and strategy. And so that's why it's good to listen, because God is giving you your marching orders for that day. And if you're doing all the talking, you're going to miss that. Number 2, prayer should include a giving offering. Who would have thought that even in prayer, you should be giving an offering? And basically, giving a prayer offering, this is one of the things that will help make prayer unusually successful. What is it that I'm to give in my prayer, you may be asking? Well, you're going to give thanks. This is definitely a way to help you to realize how blessed you are by giving thanks. Prayer is a thanksgiving process. In fact, never pray without giving. Because can you imagine how that feels in the natural, if you're always being asked to request that something's being requested of you, but nothing is ever being given back to you. And so we don't want to do that when it comes to God and when we're praying. We want to have success in our prayer life. And part of that is giving thanks to God for all things, the things that are going good, the things that are not going so good, giving thanks for the things that are about to turn from bad to good. And so give thanks. Be sure to give your thanksgiving offering when you pray. Never pray without giving. All of life is a giving process in some way or another. And when you think about that, yep, it is. We're giving all the time, whether we realize it or not. And, you know, life cannot be successful unless we're giving. And it feels good to be able to be a giver. And this is prayer with thanksgiving is such an easy way to give. When you think of scripture, Apostle Paul, he has a scripture that says, in all things give thanks. So there should be thanksgiving in everything you do, and you should learn to give in every form and in every fashion with love and with gladness. You don't want to be a person that's giving begrudgingly or selfishly or with an attitude. Give with love and gladness. You know, if you want to do something about your job or about your work, start thinking about it as a giving process. Give lovingly and you'll start to receive even more. You know, you've heard people who have a whole lot say that if you stay in a constant state of gratitude, being thankful for what you have, God will release more. It's just like being a parent. You know, if you are a parent and you have a child that always comes and gives thanks, doesn't that warm your heart? Doesn't it make you all warm and fuzzy inside to the point where you just want to bless that child even more? Because you see that they appreciate what you've done by giving thanks and acknowledging it. And so it is with God. So when you're praying, put some giving in your praying. Number three, remember this, because I think sometimes people really got this one twisted. This may challenge your belief system a little bit, but when you really think about what I'm about to say, you will realize that there is some truth in this tip. You don't have to be in church. You don't have to kneel down and you don't have to bow your head. You know, I think sometimes I know that that's ritualistic for a lot of people to do all of that. But you don't have to do all of that in order to have success in your prayer. Because when you think about it, sometimes it's not the opportune time to kneel down. You can't be like in the grocery store kneeling down and all of that. And then there, in all honesty, you can't be in church every day, all day, all the time. Sometimes you got to be able to pray in your car, or you've got to be sitting at the table at an important negotiation meeting and you're sitting there praying within yourself and nobody else realizes that you are. So realize you don't have to be in church. You don't have to kneel down and you don't have to bow your head. And I thank God that that is so. Because I'm here to tell you, the older you get, sometimes it's a little bit more challenging to even get down on your knees. You know, it's probably easy to get down, but sometimes for many, it's a struggle getting back up. So thank God that he is so open to us just praying. He don't care about all of that. Just pray to him, communicate with him. And then the other thing is, you don't have to wait for any special time, or you don't have to be in a certain position in order to pray. Just pray. Get it in. When you're on your cell phone talking to folks, you're not in any special position when you're talking to these folks on your cell phone and having that two-way communication session with them. You're just doing it because it shouldn't be complicated. And I think when it comes to prayer, let's just be honest and remove all these things that make it complex and make it burdensome for people. So remember that. That's tip number three. Tip number four, remember this. This is the reason, some of the reasons why we pray, because it gives us access to something. It gives us access to God's resources and all those special reserves that God has. It gives us access to the mind of God. That's important because we need to know, what is God thinking on certain things? It gives us access to the intelligence of God. That teaches us how to do things that we need answers to. When we're confronting various challenges and need some strategy, well, prayer helps us to access God's intelligence. It also gives us access to the wisdom of God. You know, sometimes you just need to know what is the proper way to handle a very touchy and difficult situation without making it worse, especially when there are multiple parties involved. How many of you know that we can never get enough wisdom of God? God's wisdom, we need it in all that we do. Praying gives us access to the power of God. Praying gives us access to the presence of God. Oh my, that right there is just so awesome. So when you think about all of that, that is a power-packed package that comes with praying. Because when you're communicating with God and letting your request be known, and then you be quiet and let him download what his mind is thinking, he will download his intelligence, his wisdom, his power to empower you to overcome whatever it is that's causing trouble in your life or whatever is being a roadblock in your life. And it gives us access to his presence, which is just awesome. Who wouldn't want to pray? Now, when you're having access to all of this, there should definitely be some success in prayer. As I said earlier, when I think back over my 30 years of being with my my husband, you know, we got to this point because of us executing these tips and remembering these various prayer logistics and eventually learning it. It wasn't always easy. We had to do a lot of this learning through trial and error. And so, but nevertheless, at this point, we understand the game now, and we're trying to share it with others on how to have success in their lives. And it comes through having a successful prayer life. Number five, you want to remember that prayer is not for complaining. You know, when you are complaining, complaining is basically expressing nothing but doubt. Nothing but doubt. And God doesn't want to hear doubt. He's offended with doubt. He wants to hear faith when we come to Him in prayer. It's not for complaining. We don't want to turn the whole session into the whole prayer session with God just complaining and complaining and complaining. And it's like, oh my goodness, you're just spewing all of this doubt. When God is a powerful God, all powerful, and He has the ability to change situations and circumstances, so why would you be sharing complaints with Him? Again, we're supposed to be offering the gift of thanksgiving in prayer, not complaining. Are you complaining in your prayer time? Assess that, because we want to stop that. If you want to have success in prayer, don't use it as a time for complaining and glorifying what the enemy is doing in your life. That is not the time to do that. That's insulting God's intelligence, His majesty, His powerfulness, and all. Number six, prayer is not something you do only when you want something. And most of us have probably experienced that. People only come to you when they need something. Or maybe you have a child that only comes to you when they need something. That doesn't feel good. Call, check on me way before you need something. And so it is with God. It, you know, don't come when you only need something. Even though I know God is so full of grace and love, that He would still help us out. But you want to be able to have that instant connection where that line is always hot and ready. You don't want to have to work up to it, warm up to it, and get everything going. And, you know, no, keep that line of communication open and hot and instant. Don't wait until you only want something. That doesn't feel good. Number seven, prayer is not something you do only in emergencies. Remember that. You know, there is a quote that says, if you only pray when you are in trouble, then you are in trouble. You know, it's not only for emergencies. That's the only time God hear from you, when you got this problem that's just urgent. And then when things don't turn out right, or then you're disappointed or you're frustrated, and then you're blaming God, you're angry with God, when in fact you have not kept the lines of communication open. You have forsaken your prayer time. And so as a result, you are the one that is to blame, because you have not been faithful to stand in instant and constant communication with God, keeping that line open and hot and ready, and keeping yourself in a place where you have that access and that influence with God, because you have found yourself to be faithful in your meeting time with God. Now, my last point of today's podcast is, this is a question that often comes up from doubters or maybe believers who have prayed and didn't get the result that they wanted. The question is, does God really answer prayers? Yes, I am a witness. I will be on the witness stand and say, yes, God really does answer prayers. But you've got to get in the groove of the prayer logistics cycle in order to experience answered prayer. Answered prayer is the success that we want to have when we're praying. Now, even if God doesn't answer your prayer, in most cases, just that He didn't answer it the way you wanted Him to, you're still having success, because no prayer goes unanswered. Remember that. If God answers the way that you want it, then congratulations. If He does not answer it in the way that you want it, again, congratulations. You know, even with a child, you're not going to grant everything that they ask you for, because you know what's good for them and what's not. You know what they can handle and you know what they cannot handle. And so it is with God. He knows what we're ready for. He knows what we're not ready for. He knows that if certain things are granted, that it would destroy us. And so therefore, sometimes the answer to prayer is no, or not now, or I need you to grow and mature some more. I need you to fully understand what the cost of me answering this prayer is going to cost you. So yes, God really does answer prayer. And so you've got to be open to his no, his not yet, or his wait, or his hold on. And realize that all prayers are answered. All right. So that is what I have for today's session. Hopefully it will help you to begin to manifest and produce and experience even more success in your prayer life, which will carry over into your day-to-day life. This is Keeler Bryson. You have been listening to the Teachable Life Moments with Keeler Bryson podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And if you haven't already done so, go to the Apple Podcast and rate and review this podcast. Join me next week for another Teachable Life Moment. And thank you for listening.